Welcome to This Is That, where the Word of God comes to life. Here, we take on everyday questions faced by believers and converts, and we dig through the Word of God where similar situations have occurred, and we break it down on how these Bible principles and doctrines can be applied in our daily life situations. And it is our intention and prayer that this fellowship will encourage your faith and strengthen your walk with God. And as our commitment to advance God's kingdom to every culture and nation, we appreciate it very much if you would hit that like button and to share and to subscribe to our channel. This is That, moving the apostolic on your favorite podcast and on YouTube, Call to Ministry. This is That segment. And every time you click on the like button, the more we get advertised out there. And the more we get advertised, the more we are able to reach people. And so before we start, just a couple of shout-outs to our friends at the Uplift Podcast with Brother Nathan Beeler, the Steadfast Devotion Podcast with Brother Trey and Brother Calvin, and to the Search for Truth Podcast with Pastor Young. And so, without much ado, let's get to the table with your host, and let's get digging.
Praise God. Welcome once again to another episode of This Is That. And as we continue on talking about how we move forward with God, and there are a couple of times that we talk about the things, the negative things that we need to start checking, just like the pride, just like our attitudes. And last week we had a great time.
Yes, we did.
I loved it because
Brother Carpenter.
Brother Carpenter brought the word and said,
awesome.
It was awesome. We need love.
Yes.
Because that's so true that we might be workers, but if we don't have love, then it's useless. And I remember in Revelation when God was talking to John about the churches, the different churches in Asia, he said, he basically said, you lost your first love.
Man, and that is so right. You know, being a servant, you know, you be better blessed if you do what you do.
Right.
With love.
That's right.
You know, because as parents.
Yeah.
Parents, it's like, you don't realize, but you're... When you first start off, you're serving those babies and kids, and some people having a big problem because they like, I got to do all this, and I don't love these little kids.
That's right. You know, I know what they say, that if you love what you do, it's not really working, but it's just
loving it.
Yeah. And tonight, if we want to move forward, we have got to have a sacrifice on all altars. And what am I talking about? We need to have sacrifice in our altars. When we talk about sacrifice, what do we really mean by sacrifice?
Well, the meaning of sacrifice is an act of offering to a deity, something precious.
Amen.
The killing, there is, back in the day, it was the killing of something, you know what I'm saying? But something that is offered in a sacrificial type of way, you know, meaning that, you know, I want this, but I'm willing to give it.
Right. Well, that is so true, because when we talk about sacrifice, when we read at history, when they say sacrifice, especially in the pagan world, it usually means offering that is alive to please somebody.
Yeah.
It may be a spirit, but they offer life into that. That so-called God or so-called spirit. And talking about sacrifice, where did sacrifice start?
It started off in the Old Testament, right after they got out of Egypt.
Right.
They started to give, God commanded them, you know, they gave them different types of sacrifice that could be given, sin sacrifice and sacrifice for, you know, just so many things, because sacrifice was that important.
Yeah. A lot of people say that sacrifice is, we offer sacrifice when we make a mistake. Mm-hmm. But sacrifice is not only done if we made a mistake, but we, just as you said, you said the meaning of sacrifice is an offering.
Yes.
It's not just when we made a mistake that we offer a sacrifice, but also when we want to please God, we want to please the Lord, and we offer a sacrifice unto him.
Yes.
Just like Acts chapter 10 in the house of Cornelius, when he started to pray, and he was praying and not knowing if God is going to answer him. And then one night in a dream, an angel came and said, Cornelius, your prayers have become a memorial unto God.
Like it says in Hebrews chapter 13, it says, for by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise.
Yes.
And to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name, but to do good and to communicate, forget not.
Amen.
For with such sacrifice, God is well pleased. Meaning, praise.
Yeah.
Praise is a sacrifice.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Absolutely. Remember the story of Noah? When his family got out of the ark, he offered a sacrifice unto God.
Yeah.
Not because of he was a sinner, but because God had saved him. And he was offering a sacrifice to say, Lord, thank you for saving us.
Yeah.
And so sacrifice is not always like this when we sin, and that's when we offer sacrifice.
Yeah.
So if we want to please God, then we can offer sacrifices unto him. Why? Yeah. Because we love him.
Yeah, just like it was in Cain and Abel. Cain and Abel, the sacrifice that they was willing to give was just because they knew who God was.
That's right.
And so they were just giving something to God, but it just so happens what one gave wasn't what God was wanting.
That's right.
You know, at the same time, you can sin by the sacrifice that you do give.
Oh, that's true. That's so true. One thing that I can relate to sacrifice is that if you love somebody, you are willing to offer them a gift.
Yeah.
Not because you are trying to reconcile with the brother or with a sister or with your family or with your wife. Not because you're trying to reconcile, but because you love them and that you bring them something. It's not a sacrifice because you sin, but it's just an offering or just a gift for them.
And sacrifice also can come to the point of you opening your eyes to something that you love so much. It's like if a person that loves somebody so much is willing to sacrifice it all for that person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I love God. I'll sacrifice whatever I can to do the will of God.
That's right.
It's like I'm not married, but if I was married, I'd be like, I would sacrifice whatever is needed to make sure that we are right with God and make sure we are right with each other.
That's right.
Would give it all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Would you sacrifice it? Cause you're married.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you'll sacrifice anything for your wife or she'll beat you up.
But that's so true.
You know,
but we are also married. We're married to Christ.
Yeah.
That's why we do everything that we can to please God.
Yeah.
We don't want to be in his bad side.
Yeah.
Just like, if you have a wife, you don't want to be on his bad side. Or if you have a husband, you don't want to be on their bad side, but you want to be on their good side.
Yeah. And that's why, and I think that's why it's so very important to have that close relationship with God.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have that close relationship and walk with God on a daily, and it makes it harder to sacrifice God is saying you should sacrifice.
Yeah,
that's the reason why some people don't let go of like their sins and some of the things that they can't let go is because they don't know that God is saying that there's more to me.
Yeah.
If you would just give it up or give up something that could just make you draw closer to me.
That's right.
You know, what is so awesome to know that you can walk with God? You know what I mean?
Yes.
I mean, literally,
know
that you are walking with the most highest, the most, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm walking with Jesus. You know what I mean?
I'll give you everything.
I'll give everything if you realize who you was walking with.
That's
you know what I mean? If you know that you're walking with the one that was in this holy book and you're walking with him, what wouldn't you give? His disciples.
Yeah.
Sacrifice, so they was like, yo, that's no, for some reason.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like he's the one.
That's right.
You know?
And so when we talk about sacrifice, there are a couple of things that there needs to be established before we put a sacrifice. And one is we need to have an altar. Let's take a look at Abraham. He was always building an altar from God.
Yeah.
When he got out of Ur of Chaldees, he made a altar for God. He was always known for making an altar for God. He was always making known for putting an altar, making a sacrifice. And question here is, why do we need an altar? Altar is a place where we meet with God. Without an altar, we may sacrifice a lot, but if we don't have a place to put that sacrifice in, where will that fire come down?
Yeah.
You were talking about it last, I think the last sessions we were talking about Elijah when he challenged the prophets of Baal.
Yeah.
And remember when you what you said over there that he allowed the prophets of Baal to do their sacrifices first. And after that, he rebuilt the altar.
Yes.
He rebuilt the altar for his sacrifice. In our walk with God today, what can we consider as an altar? Because some would say that the altar can only be found in the church. It's not so much the place, but is how we treat that place that matters.
Yes.
Just like this, our bodies.
Yeah.
They call the temple of the living God.
Yeah.
But and if this is the temple of the living God, this is the temple of the living God, then we make sure to keep this temple clean.
Yeah. And an altar is a place where like if you where you need to be sometimes broken.
Yes. That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
Because sometimes when we're trying to go to God, we're going to God with a little bit congested heart.
Yeah.
When God says, no, I need you to come to me correct. I need you to come to me knowing
that's right.
Again, that relationship of who he is.
That's right. That's right.
You know, because this is, it's very important to realize how real God is.
Amen.
You'll never see or experience God if you don't take it seriously.
Amen.
When you're building an altar, when you're making those sacrifices, God will reveal himself.
Yes.
He will draw you. God said, "You draw nigh to me, I'll draw nigh to you."
Yeah.
So we got to realize that it takes us to sacrifice, to have altars.
Yes.
Because that is what the Bible is describing and telling us.
That's right.
But it's because there's time, like with Abraham, when he left and he built that altar, because when he left everything. God said, leave everything and leave. I'm broken.
Yeah.
I just had to leave everything that I knew.
Yeah.
But I'm going to build an altar because I believe that God is going to rebuild me
from
this moment. He's going to make me.
Yes.
And then he received the promise.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
So it lets you know that it's good to go to God broken.
Yeah.
It says in Psalms.
Amen.
Psalms 51. My brother. 16 and 17.
Amen.
It says, "For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it."
Amen.
"Thou delightest not in burnt offering."
Yes.
"The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit."
Amen.
"A broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise."
Amen.
Meaning that if you come to God, the best, sometimes the best sacrifice, people that's in need, people that need something, God needs you to be real. Don't be broken and go to God like, "I really don't need you." But if you want to, go to God as if he was the most high, almighty father of your life and break down.
Yes.
Give him yourself.
That's right.
Because the best sacrifice that you can give is yourself.
Amen. Amen. That is so true. And we were talking about sacrifice and altar and the need to put a sacrifice on the altar. And one thing that came on to me that the Lord put in my spirit is that we need to be putting mentioned about it. We need to be putting the right sacrifices in the altar.
Yeah.
It's okay to have an altar. That's great.
Yeah.
It's okay to put a sacrifice on the altar.
Yeah.
But we have to also check that we're putting the right sacrifices on the altar.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we don't want to put a curse.
I remember I think it was Burr Ricker who said, if I pray and fast and sacrifice unto God because my desire is to take somebody else's thing or wife or riches, then we're offering
the wrong sacrifice.
That's right, the wrong sacrifice. Yeah. Our intentions, our sacrifices are not the right ones.
Yeah. And at the same time, you gotta realize as we are here to, you know, to glorify a righteous and a holy God.
Yeah.
That's why it's very important to make sure that you know the word and you are putting yourself and you are making the right sacrifices.
That's right.
As we said, it's very important to make sure that you know God.
Yeah, that's right. You know what he wants.
Yeah.
And you know, just like what you read about it, he's not desiring anything, but he wants us to offer ourselves broken and contrite heart.
Yeah.
That is what he desires.
Yeah.
Because look at this. What can I possibly give to God who owns everything?
Cattle on a thousand hills.
Right.
You know?
And the gold underneath the hills. What can I give to him that he doesn't have?
Yeah.
So I just have to give myself unto him.
Yes.
That's the best sacrifice.
That's the best sacrifice. And with praise. Like I said, like that scripture said, with praise. Because because that's the most, to me, there's more power in praise than we can actually.
Absolutely.
But it's about praising in the spirit. You know, like you pray in the spirit.
Yeah.
You gotta get to where you're praising in the spirit, because that's a sacrifice.
Oh yes.
And that literally, because sacrifices can break strongholds.
Yes. Yes. It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Sacrifices can break family curses.
It does.
Because sometimes you got a curse or alcoholism, drugs, and adultery, fornication, all these sins and all these things. And you might go to church, but you stuck in a place where you just a heavy chain is on you. And you're thinking, you know, you might go, let's say you go to our church.
Yeah.
And you're looking at these people doing the whirly bird. They doing flips. They doing, and you're just sitting there and you wonder, how could they ever do this? Mm-hmm. How could they ever do this? Mm-hmm. But then you go and you're doing wrong things, you're married and you're doing this, or you're doing, and it's like, because you got this chain, you got this, and you need to get to the point to where you can get to the altar.
Yes.
Break that cycle.
That's right.
Tell God, sacrifice it.
Put a sacrifice in it.
And get a praise to
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Put a praise, put a dot, a period is a praise.
Amen.
You know what
Amen.
I mean?
Well, you know my background, I didn't grow up in church.
Yeah.
And when I started, I grew up in a Catholic, and I learned from that. That is why I have a deep burden for those, for my friends who grew up in that sect.
Yeah.
Well, because I have experienced that, and I was into that. And then when God opened my eyes, it's like, man, this is so much better. Because, you see, there's a lot of Christians out there that they have altars.
Yeah.
They have a place where they can pray.
Yeah.
But there is no sacrifice.
No sacrifice.
There is no commitment.
Yeah.
They have not committed themselves unto God.
Yes.
They go to church. They attend Bible studies, but there's no commitment.
Yeah.
And our commitment, that is our sacrifice. And so we need to establish an altar. But at the same time, we need to bring a sacrifice to the altar. Just like what my brother said, a broken and contrite heart. And when we talk about sacrifice, it's not just about animals, but it's also about us. And you said praise.
Mm-hmm.
And it brought me to Psalms 100, verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
It says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. And so, you want to offer something to God that is pleasing unto him, that he wants? God wants our praise. God wants your worship. And if you don't know what sacrifice to give, start with that. Start with praise. Start with worship.
That's true. As it says in Romans, chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a
Amen.
Living sacrifice, holy,
Amen.
Acceptable Ooh. Unto God,
yes.
which is a reasonable service.
Yes.
And as you said earlier, we are temples of God. Well, God wants to dwell in us.
Yeah.
He is willing to dwell in us.
Yes.
But we got to make that sacrifice to allow God to live in us. And the only way that he can live in us, if we are cleansed through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And be acceptable.
Amen. Acceptable. That's a good word. Acceptable. Our sacrifices need to be acceptable to God.
That's right.
Let's go back to the story of Cain and Abel.
Yeah.
Going back to the story of Cain and Abel, what did Abel bring? He brought a lamb.
Brought the lamb.
And Cain brought the fruits of the ground.
Fruit of the ground.
Both are good sacrifices.
Yeah.
You cannot say that, Cain, that is not a good sacrifice. Yeah. Well, he worked hard for that.
Yeah, he labored. He worked for that.
Because remember, God cursed the ground. And he said to Adam, he said, every time you work the ground, you're going to have to break sweat from your brow. And so Cain sacrificed for those crops.
Yes.
But then when they offered them unto God, God favored the sacrifice of Abel. Why is that?
What I believe is because God said, did you not see what covered your mother and your father?
Amen.
The sacrifice of that lamb is the only thing that could cover them, is the only thing that can cover you too.
Yes.
And nothing else will work.
That's right. Nothing else will work. That is correct. Know?
And you know, it's very important to realize how important that lamb is.
Yeah.
Because you know, as we talk about the acceptable sacrifice, God said, give me the first lamb, the cleansed lamb. You know, because it's got to be pure.
Yes.
It's got to be as Jesus Christ was pure. The animal had to be pure.
Yeah.
But the animals wasn't good enough. Good enough. You know?
Yeah. We're talking about the sacrifices, and yes, when we see Cain and Abel, they brought their best sacrifice.
Yeah.
God favored one because God required blood to be sacrificed. Because without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. We think that, hey, God, I'm going to give you a sacrifice. Yeah. This is what I have. This is what I work for.
Yeah.
But sometimes God's not going to accept that. Why? Because that's not what God requires.
Or sometimes it's not even a sacrifice.
Yeah.
It's something you can just give away.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's why he didn't accept the offering of Cain, because that is not what God required, a sacrifice. It's not because Cain just brought fruits and vegetables. No, those are fruits of his labor. But because God requires specific for sacrifice, that is why we need to have the right sacrifice. My brother just said, present your bodies. You don't just present our bodies, what we present our bodies.
Yeah.
Holy and acceptable unto God.
And you know, the thing is about, and you know, just real quick about the Cain and Abel, God was willing to let him go back and to give one.
Yeah.
But as we said earlier, at this moment, rebellious.
Yes. Yes.
Rebellious kicked in.
That's right.
Mm. You know, and that's people don't realize, you know, they have if a little bit of rebellious, just a little grain of dust the devil can just put inside of you.
Yeah.
It can cause so much destruction and so much havoc that you don't even know. And you can look at things around you. You can look at your family and you're wondering, it's because there was a time of sacrifice.
Yeah.
And even when God talked to you and said, I need you to go back and give the acceptable sacrifice.
Yes. Yeah.
And you made a decision to turn your back on God.
Yeah.
We got to watch out for the decisions that we make.
That's right.
We got to go back to those altars.
Yes, we got to.
We
got to
go back and make right what was wrong.
Yeah.
Because if we don't, I don't know if this is my thing to say, but it's hell to pay.
It is. It is. It's there's consequences.
Yeah.
We think that the consequences is just, oh, it's okay. Because they say, oh, God is love.
Yeah. Oh, God is merciful. Yeah. God is graceful.
We're only looking at this side of God, but yeah, there's also a judgment side of God.
Yeah.
It's like what a bishop said. Yeah. Judgment side of God. And that is the thing that a lot of people are neglecting. Yes. They just want to see the goodness of God.
Yeah.
But there's this grace. He has this mercy for us.
Yes, he does.
For if we fall, that we can come back up. Going back to the right sacrifices, there's a lot of so-called Christians who do this thing. Mm-hmm. We offer what we want, just like Cain does.
Yeah.
It's like God requires us to offer a sacrifice unto him. How do we know the sacrifices? Unto his word. There's this danger when we try to be like Cain and say we choose what we think is the best offering or best sacrifice for God, what is convenient unto us, instead of offering what God really wants.
Yes. And I think because you're living in today, so many people has made it to where they have took the power out of God.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it's almost like they have took the power out of parenting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because even as like a parent discipline his kids, mm-hmm, they made it to where you can't discipline your, mm-hmm, kids.
Yeah.
Just like if somebody did wrong, you can't let this person know that they did wrong. Mm-hmm. Just like a preacher can almost, they're almost trying to ban a preacher that preaches in the truth.
Yeah.
How can you ban a preacher? Period. Mm. This is what we need right now.
Right now.
More than ever have we needed a man of God to stand up for righteousness and holiness, yes, and to make whatever sacrifice that need to be made to let these people know that we're going the wrong way,
right,
but there's a way that can make everything right.
That's
but
right.
It's a sacrifice.
That's right.
As you said, God is not just a one flat screen and you just see the mercies and grace and everybody saw you, look how merciful, look how grace he is, look at his hands, he paid the price for you. Yeah, but on the other side, there's those that you ain't believing because you're not offering the right sacrifice.
Yeah.
If you really believe, you're going to offer that right sacrifice.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
You're going to offer yourself.
Yeah.
You're going to realize that it ain't about, okay, I'm going to give, pay your tithes.
Yeah.
Pay your tithes, pay your offering. You know what I'm saying? But you're going to realize that it's more than just paying your tithes. Some people think, oh, I'm paying my tithes, I'm paying my offering, I'm going to make it. Pay your tithes, pay your offering again.
Yes.
But it's more than that.
It's more than that.
It's about your walk now.
Amen.
Because if you investing, but are you just investing and just say, I'm just going to like a stock market, I hope and see as it falls?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, this is not a stock market. Mm-hmm. This is God's kingdom.
Yeah.
You got to invest because there's a living God that if you're not doing what is called upon you.
That's right. First of all, tithe doesn't belong to us.
Yeah.
It belongs to God. That is just what is required of us to give unto him. And if we want to give more, then we can offer more unto God.
Yes.
But we were talking about that and it just came into my mind because a lot of people would not want to offer the right sacrifices because you said, we have this God, and we have this God, this big God. And then people, just because they want to offer what they want, they had made this big God, and that they had made it small God, that they can put it in their pocket anywhere.
Yeah.
And you say, oh, this God has to conform to what I want to do. No, that's not what the Bible says. God does not conform to us, but we conform to God.
Yes. And as you was taking, I'm gonna take us to Philippians.
Amen.
I'm gonna take us to Philippians chapter three, verse 7-9. It says, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ.
Amen.
Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. For whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do not count them but dung that I may win Christ."
Amen.
Again, if you know who he is.
Yes.
Like, for me and you, we know where we could have been.
Amen.
Absolutely. We know where we, I know where I was headed. You know, yes. I give my testimony as just, I was in that crossroad and God spoke to me.
Yeah.
You cannot tell me there is not a God.
Oh.
Because what God asked me to do, I wouldn't have done. My plan was simple, was to go back, put, it's like if I was on the, if I was on a burner, on the stove.
Yeah.
And the first church was on these first burners right here. I was going to put church back here because I had some things I had to get right in right. church. I thought I had to put church on the back burner.
Right.
But God said, nah, this need to be, this one, you're going to have to turn the heat up on this, and it's going to make everything else.
Amen.
And it's going to have the house smell.
Amen. That's right. That's
you
right.
know, because right. I didn't know what I did, but it was really going back to the faith. And God told me through the sacrifice of praise,
that's right.
that through the sacrifice of praise, I was able to break chains.
Amen.
I was, my mind and faith, as it's, because it says it in another one in Philippians chapter 2, 16 through 18. It says, holding forth the word of life,
amen.
That I may rejoice in the day of Christ. That I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain.
Mm.
Yea, if I be offered up upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I rejoice with all. Mm. For the same cause also do ye rejoice and rejoice with me. It's because I had faith, because I was willing to break forth in my in praise of a sacrifice which produced it. Because God said, okay, I need you to give this.
Right.
I gave it.
Yeah.
And because I gave it, I was obedient.
Yes.
It produced faith.
Amen. Because that is what God requires. He required of you, and you offered that sacrifice. It's just like Abraham. When God blessed Abraham with Isaac, right?
Yeah.
And time came when God said, Abraham, I want you to offer Isaac unto me. And so Abraham didn't hesitate.
Yeah.
He gave, he was willing to give God what God required of him.
Yeah.
And when his hand was about to kill Isaac, the angel stopped Abraham and said, now I know. Now I know what? Now I know how you love me.
Yes.
You see, a lot of people are just afraid to go all in to Christ, sacrifice to God, because the mind of the people will say, well, if I give my best to Christ, then I won't have anything left.
Yeah.
But no, if we give our best to Christ, he's not there to take our best and take it away from us.
Yes.
But he was just trying to check if where our heart really is. He's not going to take your joy. He's not going to take your money. But if we trust him and we offer him the best that we have, God is going to bless us. He's not going to take that away, but he will continue to bless us through what we have given him, just as what Abraham did through Isaac.
Yes.
There is the lineage of Christ.
Lineage. And we got to, and I think half of it is because when people realize some of the sacrifices that you literally got to make to live, they think about, they're looking at their culture. They're looking at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're looking at the time today, now either you can run with the so-called cool crowd,
right,
with the pants sagging and they little vapors and all of that, and those people and their music and all of that, are you going to run with this crowd that looks like they got their hair cut, they're pretty much well together? I'm not saying that these guys are wrong, but I'm just saying these guys ain't heading to the same place these other guys are.
Right. That's
but
right.
The thing is with God, God is saying that I am that peace. Amen. For he is the Prince of Peace.
Amen.
He is life.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But they don't, but they're not, it ain't, God ain't being presented to them as it was and when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, whole families were serving God.
Yeah.
God was the biggest thing out there.
Oh, yes.
But now it's more like you got to look like a stripper or you got to be a thug or you got to be gay,
yeah.
You know, or you got to accept these people or you know what I'm saying? Or you're not going to blend in because they're not giving the acceptable sacrifice.
That's right. That is so true. Cain again.
Yeah.
They're just saying, God, this is me. This is how I perceive myself, or this is how I grew up. Yeah. I'm this person. And then you just have to accept me for who I am.
Yeah.
Well, that may be true, because a lot of people will say, oh, you just come to God as you are and he will accept you. That is so true. He's going to accept you for who you are. But once you start to learn of God's word, once God starts to build you up, put you up, there has to be a change in us.
Got
to
be a change.
We need to change. It's just like growing up. We don't stay babies all the time.
Yeah.
We grow up. We mature. Just like in a walk with God. When the first time I came here, I had a little goatee. Because I didn't know God.
We all did. Sideburns popping off. Yeah.
And then the more that I learned about God, the more I learned to come. What you said again, offer, make this is our this is a temple of the living God, and start to offer a living. We are the living sacrifice, and so as we try to make ourselves better, you get married. Do you stay
like same single player as you were?
Yeah, we need to. Now you start to put your attention to your wife. You start to your husband. You start to make yourself pleasing to your husband, to your wife. We are all married to Christ.
Yes.
And if we come to him as dirty, the book of Ezekiel talks about when God said, I took you out when nobody loved you. Clothed them, he fed them, he gave them these treasures. And what happened after the children of Israel got mighty, got powerful, they turn away from God. They start to offer sacrifices to other gods. And when they did that, it became their downfall. And so it's just like the same with us.
Yeah.
It's true that we need an altar. We need a sacrifice. And we need to put in the right sacrifice. But also, we have to maintain to offer a sacrifice to the right God.
Yes. You know, I don't want to, I'm going back, but one thing about like even growing up is like I just started to tell like the teens that I work with and stuff like that is that you need to start maturing now.
Mm. Yeah.
Because you don't want to sit here and have regrets and think about what you can. What, you know, because that's what happened with us. I know for myself, I'm like, once I actually grew up, I was like, dang, I wish I would have did this before. Yeah. And it's not about just like, you know, becoming old. Yeah. It was just the fact of just having a little bit more knowledge and a little bit more wisdom and willing to listen to certain people. It's about realizing that, okay, I need to grow up.
Yes.
I you know, especially some people, some teens and even younger, you know, that people see things in them.
Oh yeah.
And but that person is so much on like defiant.
Yeah.
Fighting it, realizing that those are the things that you got to sacrifice. You got to give up a little bit.
Yes.
If we can get these to the kids, like when I was telling you about my testimony, when God started telling me how I need to praise, and that's going to be my breakthrough. Mm-hmm. Now my voice in my head was telling me, okay, Nate, we're going to get a motel room, we're going to get some grub, we're going to get some alcohol, and we're going to chop it up. That was the voice that was in my head. But when God spoke, I sacrificed what I wanted to
do. Amen. That's right.
And I went ahead and did what God wanted to. That's and that's what allowed me to have the breakthrough that I have right now in my life. And that happened, but I can't ever forget that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's like a monument in my life. That's like an... That's I remember that forever.
Yes.
Because God spoke to me.
Amen.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like, and it ain't like I'm a first generation Pentecostal. You know what I mean? Apostolic. Amen. You know what I mean? So it ain't like I got a familyhood of anointed people. No, it's just the fact that first of all, I believe.
Yes.
And I'm willing to give up whatever it is to walk.
Amen.
To know Christ.
That's
I'm telling you, man, it's very important to know Christ.
Amen.
Is to gain life.
Amen. Amen. And you said it. You said it. You said the word. What are we not willing to let go? What are we holding back? And why are we holding back things from God? When he said in her word to bring a sacrifice that is pleasing and acceptable unto God, why are we withholding from God? We call ourselves Christians. We call ourselves followers for Christ. And yet we hold back to God. God did not hold back himself to us. When we were in sin, the wages of sin is death. But God loves us so much that he was willing to sacrifice himself unto us. And so why are we holding back things from God that when he requires things, we hold it back unto him? Do we really love God? The way to the kingdom of heaven is the exact opposite of the ways here on earth. The ways to the kingdom is that if you want to live, you gotta die. I'm not saying that we kill ourselves, but we kill the spiritual selves. If we want to be lifted up, start being a servant.
That's the best place to start anything. You remember, was that Brother Carpenter when he talked about that in Proverbs, about sitting in a lower seat until they ask you to go to a higher seat? Mm. You know, sometimes people's not willing to sit in that seat.
Right, that's true.
You know, they're not willing to sacrifice their pride.
Yeah.
You know, sacrifice their ego, you know, and they'd rather just sit where they want to, where they feel like they supposed to be, you know, and you know, sometimes, you know, and God will quickly bring you low.
Yeah, that's so true. When I started a deep walk with God, I started to let go of the worldly music that I listened to. And I started to feed myself with preaching. At first, it was hard because I'm not used to it. But be consistent. Sacrifice for that. Fast and pray and seek it. And God is going to see those dedication and he's going to honor your sacrifice. But if we have an altar, but we don't have a sacrifice, fire is not going to come down from heaven.
Yes.
God is not going to move. And there's this difference between an offering and a sacrifice. What is a sacrifice? You said it. And what is an offering?
Well, an offering, anything offered up to God by a human being includes sacrificial offerings. A distinction can be made between offering, which involve the taking of life, and other gifts made to God, or a thing offered especially as a gift or contribution.
Amen.
So it's you know, offering is just willing to freely give. You know, sacrifice is something that I don't want to give.
Yeah.
Offering is more like I'm just I give this.
Yes.
More freely.
Exactly.
To give it. You know.
Yes. Sacrifice usually involves pain. That is so true. And like life, or sacrifice involves hardship.
Yes.
Offering is just
a gift.
Yeah.
Just a gift.
Yeah. Wait, I have this thing. I'll just give it to you for offering.
Yeah. I got two lawnmowers. I'll give you call it an offering.
It brings me to the story of the widow woman in Mark chapter 12, verse 38 to 44. In verse 38, it says, "And he said unto them in his doctrine, Beware of the scribes which love to go in long clothing, and love salutation in the marketplaces, and the chief seats in the synagogue, and the uppermost rooms at feasts, which devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. These shall receive greater damnation." In 41 it says, "And Jesus sat over against the treasury, and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury. And many that were rich cast in much," meaning they offered. "And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples, and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow has cast more in," or she has put more in, "than all they which have cast into the treasury." Why? Jesus was saying, "Hey, let me tell you about this thing. There's this rich man who went into the temple and offered what he has.
Mm-hmm.
and this poor widow who gave two small pieces of money into the offering plate. And he was asking this disciples, I say to you that this woman who placed in this little amount has placed more than everybody who has put an offering. And this is the answer. For all they did cast in their abundance, but she of her want did cast all that she had, even all her living. And so Jesus was saying, all these men that brought in this money, they were just giving out of their abundance.
Yeah.
They were just giving an offering.
Yeah.
But this widow woman, she gave all. She gave sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
That is a sacrifice. If you give all, if you give what it hurts. I mean, it's not just money, but it's also your time, your effort, your dedication to God.
Yes. You know, one thing we, you know, is it got to touch your heart to realize that there's a God that was willing to hang himself on the cross, yes. sacrifice
yeah.
himself
yeah.
so that you can have a chance to spend eternity with
Amen.
Him.
Amen.
And going through with that is also coming to the point of realizing how important the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Because it's in the Holy Ghost where the true edification comes in.
Amen. It's not just enough to say, oh, I accept you as my personal savior.
Yes.
It may, that's part of that is true, but that's not enough. We don't stop in there. We got to allow God to work in our lives.
Yes.
Remember when what Jesus said to his disciples, follow me.
Yeah.
Follow me. And the disciples didn't just like follow him, like yeah. walk around like that, but they did what he did.
They did.
And they did what he required of them.
They did because they knew. You know, and it's also realizing as Christ, you know, and Christ was like, everybody want to live a partial sacrifice life.
Yeah.
So Christ just went ahead, laid one hand and said, yeah. I think it's almost done.
Yeah.
We good.
Mm-mm.
I got a hand.
Yeah.
Almighty hand of God is up on the cross.
Mm.
No, it took both.
Yes.
And his feet.
Yes.
For it to be a full crucifix.
All
of it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the reason why you also got to think by a non-believer why the wrath is going to be so heavy and so hard, because there's a Savior that died on the cross, sacrificed his life
yeah.
so that you can live a life of a worthy sacrifice
right.
to break through with the laws that we cannot fulfill through
yeah.
the Spirit of God. It's going to be fulfilled.
That's right.
And you didn't accept it.
Amen.
So you're telling me you're not going to accept the sacrifice of God?
Mm-hmm. Is there such thing as this is a Christian hand and this is not?
Yeah.
When you become a Christian, when you say you're a Christian, when you go to the waters of baptism,
yeah.
everything.
They got to what you call it, immerse the whole
yeah.
body?
Immersion in
yeah.
water.
Yeah, you got to be fully dipped.
Fully dipped, that's right.
You know, and that's it's only one name that better say over you.
Yeah.
If you plan, there's only one name that could
Amen.
Save.
Amen.
There's only one name there's that paid the name. Price.
That's right.
That sacrificed it all.
Amen.
And that's the name you better get baptized.
Amen.
That's the name that's the name.
That's right.
That's the name above every name.
That's
the name. That was the sacrificial lamb.
That's right.
So if anybody baptized you in any other mm-hmm. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and threw the splash of water on you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost,
Mm-mm.
that name is more precious.
Amen.
Than just a sprinkle. And just then just a title.
That's right.
That name is meant to have the authority and power, as this word calls it and says, that he has all power and authority.
Yeah.
Don't take this word out of God's mouth.
Amen.
And try to misuse it.
Amen.
This is what the Bible says.
That's right.
He's a sacrifice.
Amen.
He paid the sacrifice.
He did.
So we can be acceptable.
Amen.
Now you gotta walk it.
That's right. There's no such thing as partial obedience.
Yeah.
Partial obedience is the same thing as disobedience.
Yeah.
Because you don't take his word and say, oh God, I'm gonna believe this one and I'm gonna disobey for this one because I disagree with that one.
Yeah.
It's all or nothing.
Think about this. If Jesus Christ would have only obeyed partial of the law, he wouldn't have been acceptable.
Amen. What did God require his disciples? He said, follow me. And when his disciples said to him, Master, let me go and bury my father first and I'll come follow you. What did Jesus say?
He said, let the dead bury the dead.
Let the dead bury their dead.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the things.
Yeah.
First, establish your relationship with me.
Yes.
And those things, I'll send somebody. I'll send somebody to take care of them.
Yeah. You know, it's, and that's the thing. You got to, God take care of the business.
Yes.
God is more of a businessman than any businessman that you know.
Amen. That's right.
I mean, look at the world, regardless. Who the one keeping this thing rolling?
Yeah.
I mean, planets.
Amen.
You think it's hard trying to keep your business going, try to keep the try to keep the galaxies in line. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
God is a businessman.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? People be like, well, you know, God is, he don't know what I'm going through.
He knows.
I don't think you heard about the crucifixion of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Why did they kill him?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because he was righteous mm-hmm. and holy.
Amen. But you know, seek ye first
the kingdom of heaven.
And all these things
man.
Will be added unto you.
Praise God.
And so if we want to keep moving forward with Christ, we got to have an altar. We need an altar. Do not listen to the folks that said, oh, you don't need a place to God. You just come to church whenever you want to. That's not what Jesus said.
Mm-mm.
He said, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together.
Yes.
Not for us, but for the edification of the whole body.
Yes.
We need to have an altar. We have got to have an altar in our lives. And we need to have a sacrifice that is going to be on the altar. God is not going to visit an altar without a sacrifice.
That's right.
If he sees that sacrifice in the altar, he's going to come. But we have to make sure that we are putting the right sacrifices on the altar. Just as God is not going to dwell in unclean bodies, God is not going to offer sacrifices that are not, that he doesn't require of us. Just as what happened when Elijah challenged the prophets of Baal, fire is going to come to heaven and it's going to consume those sacrifices. But I pray that God is going to move in your homes, move in your lives. We're living in the last of the last days. God is ready to come. We don't know the time of coming. The Bible says in a twinkling of an eye, he's going to come. And we see all these things happening right now. Wars, rumors of wars, pestilence. And if we are not ready, if we are not right, then we are going to be left behind. And I don't want to be left behind.
I don't want to be left behind.
We don't want to be left behind.
Yeah.
We're going to stand right now and let's start offering God what he wants.
We don't want you to be left behind either.
Amen. That's right. We don't want you to be left behind. We want to all be together praising God. And so we thank you for your time. We thank you for your sacrifice in allowing us to speak to you and to your devices. And as we continue on to move forward with Christ, continue to pray, seek God, and continue to offer the sacrifice that he desires. And as we close, I'm going to ask my brother Nate to pray over you as we continue to walk with Christ.
Let's bow our heads in prayer. Lord, I pray for anybody that's listening. I pray for me and my brother that we don't realize who paid the most sacrifice. And I pray, God, that we don't realize that the sacrifice that we have to make does not come close to the sacrifice that you made to get us where you're trying to get us. I pray for the blessings of God to come to those who sacrifice with a right and with a good heart. I pray that we all to have a sacrificial life, to sacrifice to the Almighty God, to bring forth the glory and victory that needs to be in this day and in this time. I pray right now that we can see chains broken, curses uplifted, by laying things at the altar, by taking it to God, to declaring the glory day of Jesus Christ. For you are worthy of all praise. You are worthy of all glory. And you are worthy of all, everything that we have. All glory belongs to you. Thank you, Jesus, for this moment. Thank you, Lord, for this day. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen. And so, from my brother Nate and I, be encouraged in the Lord and keep offering the right sacrifices unto God. And so, till the next time we meet again, always remember, this is that. God bless you all.
Well, there you go, my friends. We hope that you were blessed by the sharing of the word, and we pray that God would continue to bless you and guide you as we journey together towards the calling wherewith we were all called. And we hope you enjoyed our table talk, and please don't forget to click on that like button, share, subscribe to This Is That in your favorite podcast, and also find us on YouTube at Call to Ministry. Just click on This Is That video link. Until we meet again, continue to stay strong in the Lord. And as we continue to move together in the apostolic, always remember that this is that. God bless you all.